What is up, everybody? Welcome to Star Guys. It's another episode. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And this is the bonus episode for Stargirl.
Is it, though?
Yes.
It is.
Well, we don't know what we're doing. We only saw the CW.
Okay, so hold on. The CW airing and the DC Universe airings are about the same length this week. We did watch the CW airing, but we still wanted to do a bonus episode to chat about stuff. Since this is all about Wildcat, we held back a little bit from talking about the comic book origins of Wildcat, which I'll say, Wildcat is not a character from the comics that I would expect to like so much, but I am actually a big fan of his. How do you guys feel about Wildcat?
Yeah, I mean, especially in the comics, Wildcat has become the sort of heart of the JSA. Correct me if I'm wrong, but in the comics, Wildcat is just a dude who's a boxer.
Yeah, it's just a dude who boxes really well.
And he's also old. So, like, he is definitely sort of...
But he has, like, these little knuckle claws that are cool.
Yeah.
So, here's the deal. There's a couple of different Wildcats in the comic books. Like, as usual with DC Comics, there's different legacy characters. We'll get to Yolanda Montez in a moment, who is a character from the comic books. Different than how she shows up in Stargirl, but she is still around.
A lot different.
Not a lot different. I mean...
I would say a lot different.
Okay, right. We'll get to it.
I mean, they made up stuff for her powers for the show.
Sure. So, Ted Grant, here's the thing. I didn't know this. Ted Grant is like very old 1940s hero. His origin is, and I was looking it up today, his origin was his dad wanted him to be good at sports, so he became good at sports.
There you go. Nothing more American than that.
And he ended up becoming a heavyweight boxer. He idolized this boxer. He trained with him. Eventually, his mentor got killed by some criminals, so he beat up the criminals. And like a lot of the mystery men of the time, he got a couple of wacky sidekicks, went on adventures, solved mysteries, etc., etc. Eventually, he was retconned to be part of the JSA when DC Comics brought everything together and said that there was this team of mystery men who had been around for a while. So he's been traditionally part of it. But as you mentioned, he doesn't really have any powers. However, there is a bizarre thing that happened to him at one point. There was some sort of fight. I might be getting some of the details wrong here. But there was a fight that the devil bet on, I believe. Mm. And the devil was trying to curse him to become a cat. In order to save him, Zatara, which is the father, which is the daughter?
Zatara's the dad.
Zatanna is the daughter.
Okay. So Zatara cast a magic spell, and instead of him turning into a cat, instead he got 9 lives. And so his one power is he has 9 lives, except as established, I believe, during Geoff Johns's run, he has 9 lives, but the way that it works is you have to kill him 9 times in a row. Otherwise, his lives reset.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, wow. Which is like pretty cool, honestly.
What a weird choice to go and be like, it has to be this way. This is the only way it makes sense for cats.
Right.
So obviously Stargirl was like looking this up and was like, oh yeah, we're not going to use none of this for this character.
Right. Of course. I mean, also that's Ted Grant. Other things with Ted Grant, he was dating Wonder Woman's mom for a while. He also dated Catwoman for a while.
Makes sense.
But basically, like, other than the 9 lives things, he's just a scrappy boxer. Now, he died during Crisis on Infinite Earths. Right. And was replaced by a character named Yolanda Montez, who became the second Wildcat. And she, like Pete was mentioning, had none of these powers, didn't have a mystical costume or anything like that. She did have the retractable claws, though, and I believe, like, just by nature of how she moved, she was a little more cat-like. Like, she was a little more athletic like that. So
nimble.
Nimble, exactly. Yes. So she expanded on that a little bit. She was a part of Infinity Inc., which got worked into a bit of the stuff that's going on in Stargirl and certainly JSA as well. She ended up getting killed by a character named Eclipso, and her brother, Alexander Montez, ended up joining the JSA as a curator, but secretly to inject himself with Eclipso and trap Eclipso in order to get vengeance for his sister, Yolanda, who was killed by Eclipso.
As you do.
As you one do. Does.
We've been there.
And I think there's one other Wildcat beyond that, but those are the two main Wildcats. Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, other than calling her Yolanda Montez, giving her kind of a fiery personality, making her a boxer like Ted Grant, and giving her a couple of those retractable claw things, it is pretty much a different character.
But I like the amalgam.
Very much a different character.
I like the amalgam here. It makes the character both, like, interesting, like the fact that she really got into boxing and used it to exercise her anger with what happened to her, and then she has the suit that gives her the extra superpowers. Very cool.
Let's talk about Wildcat stories a little bit.
But
go ahead, Pete.
The problem I had was that all of a sudden the suit was magical, which I had never seen before, which I was just kind of like, all right, well, I guess this is just for the show, but it's like, nobody cares that it's a magical suit, or like they just go to Wikipedia and it's just like, okay, cool. You know, this is all here. So we're not going to, I wanted to know, like, as a comic book fan, I know things about Wildcat. None of these are true now because they have a magical thing. I would think when we got the tour of the JSA and saw the things that someone would say, like, yeah, Wildcat's suit got blessed by a magical whatever.
I don't think it's magic.
I took it as like a tech suit, right?
Me too, yeah.
Who made that then?
That suit reminded me very much of the Black Panther suit, where it's just like there's some tech in there and it's doing some stuff.
Yeah, but we know why the Black Panther suit does what it's doing. I just, you know, I wanted some info as to why all of a sudden Wildcat's like very different.
Yeah, but if you see one of your friends like put on a very cool suit, you're not like, what's the deal? Where'd you get that? What's going on with that? Who's your tailor?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly.
You're like,
if all of a sudden Zalbin shows up in a Zoot suit, I'm going to be like, I mean, I lost it when he had the three stripes Adidas velour suit that one day when we were shooting. Like, if he had like a suit on, I'm going to ask about it.
Fair point. I do think there's going to be something in the show about why we talked about this on the main podcast a little bit, but like why these kids are being chosen for this stuff. Like, why did the staff choose Courtney? Why was Yolanda right to be Wildcat? It feels like it can't just be random choices happening. There needs to be more of a sense of legacy and more of a connection there. We might just not know it yet.
Yeah.
Okay. But do you think they'll pay off the magical suit?
Who made it?
Yeah.
Maybe. I think it was more an excuse of like, why did Ted, why, how, you're giving her a Ted Grant suit. He's a big dude. Do we need to have another montage sequence where Courtney wrecks an entire home ec class? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not, because that drove me insane. Because she didn't
I feel like it's back to fix those. I feel like the original Wildcat had just a regular suit, and then this was someone else in the JSA, like a Dr. Midnight perhaps, was like, hey, I made you this cool suit, and it fits you.
Yeah, there you go. Let's talk about
some. I didn't
know
Dr. Midnight had suit powers. My bad.
Yeah, he does. That's canonical in the comic books. Speaking of comic books, let's talk about some of our favorite Wildcat stories. This is one that I wanted to call out first. So I was reading through all of the JSA stuff that Jeff Johns and David Goyer did. I think it's issue number 12. I'm looking at it now. It's the third volume or second volume, Darkness Falls. There's an issue where the rest of the JSA is out fighting Obsidian or some other supervillain or something like that. And Ted Grant is just at home. He's chilling out in the bath. And then the Justice Society attacks their headquarters. And it's just him initially in a towel fighting the entire JSA for an issue all by himself. And it's great. Like, if you want to read a perfect just Wildcat being like a, ah, geez, I'm just a regular guy, way in over my head story. It's such a good one.
Yeah, those are always the best. Like, I'm trying to think what cosmic story. I mean, I guess in one of the crises, like where they sacrifice themselves, he's there being like, yeah, let's throw ourselves into this thing so we can be at the dawn of the creation of the DC Universe. And seeing Wildcat above all of the other members of the JSA in these intergalactic situations is like, I'm just a palooka. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, those are the best Wildcat stories to me.
Pete, you have any? Or you're still looking up yours, right?
Yeah, I had asked you before if you would let me look it up, and then you didn't give me fucking time, so I didn't.
All right, I'll talk about something else. The other one, we talked about this actually at our The Stack podcast a couple of weeks back, so you can go look for it, but we talked about DC, The New Frontier by Darwin Cook, and Wildcat isn't a big part of that, but
oh, yeah.
It does play into some great scenes where there's some boxing in Vegas.
And it's doesn't just, he fight Muhammad Ali in that?
He does, that's right.
Yeah.
And it's so good. And I think you talked about this, Justin, at the time when we were talking through that book. But one of the things that's so good about it is he doesn't have any powers. He's just boxing. And he's like, oh, geez, this guy's beating the crap out of me. But you know what? I'm Wildcat. Bam. And that's pretty much it. And it's great. It's a
Wildcat
great story.
Created by Bill Finger, the same person that created Batman.
There you go.
Bill Finger and Irwin Hazen.
Hmm. Love a good Finger-Hazen.
Finger-Hazen combo?
Yeah, a good Finger-Hazen. Did you find out what it was, Pete? Do you have any ideas? We could help you.
Yeah, it's there's this one where it's Jeff Johns, JSA number 4, where like Wildcat's given like a noogie to the other Wildcat. That was a good, great one. Yeah, I'm just a sucker for great Wildcat stories. There's been a number of them. I really can't think of off the top of my head. I wanted to try to do a little research, but it's a great, great character. And I'm glad that Wildcat exists, even though it's one of those things where it doesn't have powers. You don't know really how he's got a seat at the table, but it's still pretty badass that he's there.
And for Yolanda Montez, if you're interested to find out more about her, the two places you probably want to check, she does show up a little bit in Crisis on Infinite Earths. That's where she's first introduced. It's mostly to, like, stand on a rooftop and say, I'm Wildcat 2, and that's pretty much it, before she shows up in some of the final battle stuff. Or check out Infinity Inc., if you could find any of the issues of that. That was kind of the big title that she was featured in, if I remember correctly.
Yes. And then the Wildcat we didn't talk about was Tom Bronson, Ted Grant's son, who was like an actual Catman. He sort of took over in the 2000s.
Cool. Hopefully he'll show up. Maybe he was the cat at the end of the episode who ate Denise, the cat who ate Denise.
No, but you guys still think she's alive and
Denise?
It's going to be an evil wizard later, or you think she's done?
No, no, no. The cat ate her.
Yeah, that's canon.
There was when Pat bent down to pet the cat, and the cat belched, and a shoe came out, and it was Denise's shoe.
Was that the extra footage on DC Universe that we haven't seen? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, DC Universe had a cutscene where the cat belches a shoe.
Yeah.
Great.
Great.
I'm glad we covered it.
I'm glad we covered it too. And thank all of you for tuning into this bonus episode. We'll have a regular recap episode, of course, up every Monday, as well as a bonus episode Tuesday after the CW airing. You can support us at patreon.com/comicbookclub. We do a live show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. to crowdcast on YouTube. Come hang out and chat Stargirl, socially Starguys Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, iTunes, Android, Spotify, Stitcher, or the app of your choice to subscribe and listen to the show. ComicBookClubLive.com for this show and many more. For I, the Star Guys, I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
Goodbye.
Be the Wildcat you are.